The first epistle of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So far the reading. In the name of our Lord, dear fellow redeemed, when the Son of God took to himself a human nature and then went about his work as the Christ, the promised Savior, he did many different things. Some of this work he carries on even now and he will to the end of the world. What did he do? He preached, he taught, he healed, he rebuked and reprimanded, he encouraged and exhorted. He obeyed the will of his Father, he suffered, he died, he rose again from the dead, he instituted sacraments, he sent out his apostles with authority to preach in his name, he ascended on high, he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. This long list of the things he did and still does and will do in the future can be subdivided into a smaller set of categories. One category of things he did clusters around the focal point of preaching and teaching. Another category finds its focus in his work of making atonement for sin and reconciling the world unto God. And still another category focuses on how he governs all things for the benefit of his people. These three categories, preaching the gospel, bringing about reconciliation, and governing all things, can be used to summarize all that he has done and still does. Since very early Christian times, it became the custom to attach headings to these categories by using the titles of the three prominent offices we associate with the Old Testament period, the offices of prophet, high priest, and king. The Old Testament scriptures prophesied that the Messiah Savior would be prophet, priest, and king. Through Moses, the Lord promised that he would raise up a prophet in the midst of his people who would speak the word of the Lord with the authority of the Lord himself. David proclaimed the Messiah to be a priest forever, and through the prophet Nathan, the Lord prophesied that the Christ would reign as king of an everlasting kingdom. During Lent, we focus especially on the priestly office of Christ, and more specifically, this week of the fifth Sunday in Lent puts the role of Christ as high priest into the spotlight. Throughout this week of chapel services, we will be hearing scripture texts which will show us various aspects of the work of Christ as our great high priest, and the hymn selections underscore the same theme again and again. There are two expressions in our short reading from 1 Timothy that we will focus on today. Both of them relate to the work of Christ as high priest. Christ is our mediator, St. Paul writes to Timothy, our mediator who offered himself as a ransom for all. Mediator and ransom. To begin, we need to clarify the need for a mediator. No one can appreciate the role of a mediator without an awareness of why such an office is necessary. The prophet Isaiah lays out the matter very clearly and briefly in these words. He says, "Your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." St. Paul speaks of the middle wall of separation, or the dividing wall of hostility, according to another translation, which has stood between God and humankind since the fall into sin. The Old Testament tabernacle was one huge visual aid to drive home this point that mankind is separated from God. A barrier separated the camp of Israel from the tabernacle courtyard. A barrier separated the courtyard from the holy place. And yet another barrier separated the holy place from the most holy place, where God was enthroned between the cherubim. After the fall into sin, when they heard the voice of God in the garden, Adam and Eve turned away in desperate flight from the presence of God and tried to hide themselves in the midst of the trees of the garden. "Where are you?" God called to them. And Adam answered pathetically, "I was afraid because I was naked, and in my shame I tried to hide myself." Adam was filled with that horror that arises from a sense of being alienated, estranged, and separated from God. Wherever we turn in the scriptures, from Genesis to the prophet Isaiah to St. Paul, the message is the same regarding the relationship between God and fallen humanity. The dividing wall of hostility stands between, and it defies being penetrated from our side. And so how can such a wall be dealt with? There is need for a mediator. Is there anyone from among mankind who might function in that role? The prophet Isaiah again explains with clarity, "The Lord saw that there was no one." There was no one. "And he was appalled that there was no one to intervene," that is, to act as a mediator. And so, his own arm worked salvation for him. The mediator role arises from God's side. The apostle makes clear here that there is only this one mediator between God and mankind. And he pronounces that mediator to be, very remarkably, the man, Christ Jesus. This unique person, who was and is a man, but also God by virtue of the fact that God has taken humanity to himself in the miracle of the incarnation, this man is the one and only mediator between God and man. He is the Christ, the one chosen and anointed by God for this office, and he alone bears the name of Savior. In this Christ, in all that he was and in all that he did as God and man, in him, God was reconciling the world to himself. This was his work, to bring about reconciliation where there had been only separation and alienation. He has broken down the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. How did he do that? St. Paul explains, by giving himself as the ransom for all, the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. He combines in himself the office of mediator, priest, and sacrificial victim in one person. He both carries out and is the sacrifice of atonement by which he accomplishes his work as mediator. He suffered death, the curse of the law, and damnation, just as if he himself had broken the whole law and deserved every punishment heaped by the law on those who violate it. The ransom has been paid on behalf of all. The world is reconciled to God in him. God so loved the world that he gave us this Savior, his only begotten Son. How do we benefit from what he has done? In the miracle of faith, he becomes for each of us not just a mediator, but our mediator. Not just a ransom for sin, but our ransom for our sin. Blessed are the ears that hear and the hearts that believe that we have a mediator priest in the person of our Lord. Amen. Let us all pray. Please rise for prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, you have given your Son to die for our sins and to obtain forgiveness and redemption for us through his blood. We beseech you, let the merit of this spotless sacrifice purge our consciences from dead works, that we may serve you, the living God, and receive the promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.